Whatever they are, they're a time to reminisce, a time for us to reflect on what has gone before. And as we do that, we see how our paths are often along a varied route, and sometimes even a kind of a wandering route. Maybe we've got our eyes set on a particular goal, and we think that we know how to get there, and we set off, and we find out that we go one way, and then we have to go sideways a bit, sometimes even go back a bit, before we actually get to where it is that we want to be going. And maybe even today, it could be that you're unsure of where you're going or even what life is all about. Life is so confusing at the moment with the different measures that are changing almost constantly. The past 20 months have been very strange and an unsettling time for many of us. And during those months, there has been a time of re-evaluation, a time of reflection of what is important in our life. The things that we know that we want to continue doing as we've always done. The things that we want to cut out. We don't want to be going back to those ways of doing things or be involved in those events or whatever it is. There might be things in our life that we want to say, no, I'm making a fresh start there. But then also there might be new things that we sense that we do want to be involved in, new ways of doing things, and even, may I say, new ways of being church together. And you see, fellowship life is no different because our fellowship is made up of individuals. And so as we have been thinking individually about these different aspects, that will impact on our fellowship together. This past 20 months and beyond has been a time of preparation. Not just lockdown, as I say, and the recent months, but prior to that, there was a real sense in which God has been saying to us, not yet, not yet, wait, not yet. We've tried many different areas. We looked at children's worker, a church worker. We spent time looking at the giftings that we had amongst us. We studied life on the front line and fruitfulness on the front line, looking at considering what our mission was, who it was that God was wanting us to reach out to. But although the work continued and we had a great work, many, many things that were happening before lockdown, they never really took off or gathered pace. We were kind of just holding our own, as it were, just steadily going along. And behind everything, there was this sense of preparation, a sense of waiting. And it was like that for the Israelites as they came out of Egypt. They were marching forward, and we read in the New International Version there that they were armed for battle. They were physically ready to do combat. They were marching quite strong. They were dressed in all the right things. But mentally, they were far away from that place of being ready to do battle. And in those two verses that I read from chapter 13 earlier in our reading from Exodus, we find that God says, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. You see, God knew them. He knew their character. He knew what their responses would be like, just as he knows all about us as well. He knew that those people, having been slaves for such a long time, had come out from that slavery, but then had found opposition. It would have all seemed too hard for them, and they would have turned round and gone back. They would have chosen the easier road. They would have gone back willingly into slavery, because that was an easier way than actually making a stand and fighting for their freedom. Now, we might consider them fickle, but today there are many who say that they want to follow Jesus, but as soon as the going gets tough, as soon as they find that the Christian faith puts demands on us of obedience and faithfulness to his word, that there are things that we have to turn away from, people find that difficult and they choose not to go that way. And it will, because the enemy does not like us turning to God, he will do whatever he can to put in our path. And sometimes the temptation is too great, and we'll give it all up and go back to the way of living that we had before, rather than making that stand and battling with what it is that comes against us in order that we can enter into even greater freedom with the Lord God. And that's how it was for the Israelites. That's where we find them. As soon as they saw, as they got to the Red Sea, this massive expanse of water that was before them, and they turned round and they could see the Egyptians coming after them, they turned on Moses. And we need to remember that at this time, the prophet was seen as the voice of God, God speaking to his people through this person, this prophet. In this case, it's Moses. And so the people turn on Moses and they say, what have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? But really, they're saying that to God. What have you done by bringing us out from that safe place that we were in before? It wasn't really safe at all, was it? They were under terrible hardship of what they had to do. But for them, in their minds, that seemed easier than what they were now facing, the Red Sea before them or the Egyptians behind them. It would have been better to serve the Egyptians than die in the desert, because they thought there was going to be this almighty battle there. They had left behind slavery at the hands of merciless masters, but they were still unwilling to submit to serve the Almighty God. And that was the frame of mind that they were in. They wanted their freedom from those captives who kept them captive, but they didn't want to come in submission to God. And you know, we can find that today for many people, that they want freedom from the things that beset them, and yet they don't want to come to that place of submission to God. And it's only in submission, truly submitting to God, that we really find our freedom. And Moses said to the people as he responded to them, don't be afraid, stand still, the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. That was what his belief was. Just stand still, the Lord will sort it. And there again, there is that sense of waiting. But if we look at the very next verse, verse 15, the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? You tell the Israelites to move on. You have that power that I have given you. You tell them to move on. Tell the Israelites to move on. And there comes a point when the time is right for us to move on. And I believe that that time is now for us here at Roman Road together. God has given the green light, if you like. We've waited, we've prayed, we've investigated what our options are, our possibilities of things that we can do. Now is the time to move on. And God told Moses to raise his staff, or his walking stick, as we heard in that Good News Bible translation, and stretch out his hand over the sea. It wasn't Moses who was turning back the waves. That was God. But symbolically, Moses was using what was in his hand. And by acting in faith, the power of God became active in that situation. And so our question this morning that we need to ask ourselves is, what do we have in our hands? What are we able to offer to God in faith? And then use in order that the power of God may be active in our present situation. Because Moses was obedient, the waters parted and the Israelites passed through onto dry land. Then, once they'd got through, as they began to go through, the Egyptians began to follow them. But once all the Israelites had got to the dry land, the waters rolled back again, and every one of the Egyptians was destroyed, just as God had promised. And the people turned, and when they saw that amazing power of God at work, they put their trust in him and also in his servant Moses. And it's when people see the power of God at work in our world that their eyes are turned again to God and his mighty power. It has, as we act now in faith and make our offerings to God, looking at what we have in our hands that we can stretch out and use in obedience to God's call in our life, that we release God's power into the situation and we find that lives will be changed. Now, of course, it could have been quite different. Moses could have waited for God to do something. He'd said to the people, just stay still, wait. God will fight for you. So he could have just stood there and said, well, wait, God will fight for us. We won't do anything. Or the people, they could have given themselves up to the Egyptians. Don't kill us. Don't kill us. We'll come back willingly. We'll follow you. We'll go back and we'll go back into slavery. Please don't kill us. But that didn't happen. Instead, what happened? We find that Moses was obedient. The people walk through following Moses, and we see that the power of the Lord was active. And that's what we're talking about today, the power of the Lord. And that's thinking then about today itself. What's happening in our world today? A week yesterday, the charity CARE held a special 50th anniversary celebration of the National Festival of Light that was held in 1971 in Trafalgar Square. I don't know if any of you were down there, but people that have been there were saying it's very memorable and something that it remains focused in their minds. But Lyndon and Celia Bowring spoke in this film of their earnestness and determination of the people at that time to make a stand against the liberal attitudes that were beginning to change society in the 60s and 70s. They had such great faith in God, and that has never diminished. They believed that they themselves were really fired up for God and what he wanted to do. They believed that they needed to make a stand. They were prepared to do that. Now, many might look and say, well, it was all pointless because, you know, if they were making a stand against liberals' ways of living then, look at where we find ourselves today. And yet, in reality, they have made an astonishing difference through their tireless and relentless work in government and the country generally. And we would be in a much worse position than we are if it hadn't been for that tireless, relentless work that they have been doing. They've been supporting and promoting Christian teaching and principles concerning all kinds of topics, and they now have a Young Leaders Graduate Training Scheme. And that's just one example of people using what they had in their hand, their abilities, the way that they've worked within the charity. They've offered that to God, and they have been obedient to his calling in their lives. They had no idea when they set out what the future would hold. The way in which the charity has changed and grown and remodeled during the last 50 years, adapting and changing to the situation in the country and world. And throughout all of that time, God has constantly been at work. So that's a now illustration. But surely God has been at work at all times, because we know that God is the same yesterday, today and forever. Back in the 4th century, there was a monk named Telemachus who believed that God was calling him to go to Rome. So he was obedient to that calling and he went. And when he arrived in Rome, he found great crowds were making their way down to the Colosseum. He followed. He didn't know what it was that he was going to, but he went in, he filed into the Colosseum, sat down in his seat. As he looked into the arena, he suddenly realized what it was that was happening when he saw the gladiators come in and salute the emperor. And he left his seat and he jumped into the ring and he shouted, "In the name of Christ, stop." And at first, the crowd thought it was all part of the act and they were laughing away with him, especially when one of the gladiators took a swipe at Telemachus and knocked him to the ground. But he got up again and he shouted again, "In the name of Christ, stop." And by this time, the crowd had got quite angry and they shouted at the gladiators to finish him off. And that same gladiator who'd swiped him before ran his sword through him. And as he lay dying on the floor, the crowd heard his last feeble words, "In the name of Christ, stop." And then something really strange happened. There was a hush that came over the crowd, and one man at the back just got up and left. And gradually, one by one, everyone left the Colosseum. That year was AD 391, and that was the last gladiatorial fight to the death that was held in the Colosseum. Maybe what we hold in our hand is the strength to shout, "In the name of Christ, stop." It might be, "In the name of Christ, start." It might be some work. It might be some gift that we can use to help and support somebody else. But what is God doing today among his people? What gifts has he given that he wants his people to use to stretch out their hands in obedience, that the power of God might be at work where he has placed them? Because you see, God's words weren't just for Moses. They weren't just for the prophets. They weren't just for leaders. His words were for all who seek to love and to serve him. And when we look back over the years, we might remember many good and possibly, probably, some not so good things that we've, pieces of work that have happened. But through them all, when we look, we can see how God has been at work. Even for this morning, you know, I didn't know until 9 o'clock this morning that I wouldn't be able to come. And yet, because of what had already happened through our way that we'd done annual meeting and other things, we were able to make this morning happen because God had gone before and people have been willing to stretch out their hand and use the gifts and talents that God has given. Now we're approaching a new time and moving forward under the anointing and guiding of God, who asks each one of us to lift what we have in our hands and stretch it out that his power might be released into the community of Failsworth. Maybe you are feeling a bit lost and confused with all that's happening in the world today. Maybe you're sat there thinking, well, I haven't got anything. I can't do anything. I just come. That's all I can do. Perhaps as things begin to start moving again and meetings set up, gathering together becomes a bit more natural, but we still have to be careful and we're still wary. And in our minds, all this becomes a bit of a confusion. How do we get the right balance? How do we offer something to God, allow him to use it in a world that is fraught with danger? What are we supposed to do? And our prayer meeting on Tuesday was centered around the connection and the work of connection, and particularly for Derek as president, but then began to look at the work of Roman Road and where it is that we're going there and what it is that we're supposed to be doing. And we kept saying, prayer after prayer, "Lord, show us what it is that you want us to do." From waiting to moving on with God is a challenging experience, but nevertheless, God's promise remains true. "I will be with you, even to the ends of the earth." We are entering into a new chapter in the life of Roman Road. A few weeks ago, we committed ourselves to the welcoming and working with children within our community, and we're already making some inroads into that work. Now, we look at ourselves as individuals. What is God asking of us? What is God asking of me? What is he asking of you? What has he gifted you with? What can we offer to him and stretch out in our hand to enable his power to be effective in our community? The word tells us that every believer has been given at least one gift. What is the gift that God has given to you? Remember that time of waiting. Nothing is ever wasted in the kingdom. Think back through your life experiences, what you've learnt, and think how those things have been used or could be used in God's kingdom. The time of going the long way round for the Israelites provided them with the opportunity to learn obedience of serving God. It was a lesson that they had to learn time after time after time. For us, the waiting has provided opportunity to learn that so that we might be able to work together to form a new way of being church together. It won't be like it was. Situations like this could happen again. How do we go forward together collectively and still worship God with our whole being? But this is the way that God wants his power to be shown in the community, by how we work together and interact with the community at large, living a different way to the world and seeking peace and justice in all that we do. As we do go forward, we will see the amazing power of God at work through us as we move in obedience to God, and others will come to faith in him. Amen.